Joining us now on KNIA KRLS, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, is Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart. Panthers on Wednesday fall to Oskaloosa 55-38. Matt, that ambush was quick and complete in the first quarter. That was even surprising to me how quickly they got up on you.
Yeah, we came out nervous. You could tell. The girls were saying before the game that, you know, they were nervous and that type of thing. I was like, there's really nothing to be nervous about. You're the underdog, and, you know, if you win, it's a surprise, and if you lose, it's what's expected. But, you know, that's what happens when you have a young team. In the postseason, it's just different, obviously. So I told the girls there after the game, you know, it's ironic that, you know, we got down 18-1, so down by 17, and then you look up the scoreboard right now, and it says 55-38. And so you lose by 17. So for, what, three quarters, basically, you played with them even. And I know they put their subs in there with about 2 or 3 minutes left, but so did I with a little over 2 minutes. So it's like, hey, you show that you're capable. You know, I know we got Foster in foul trouble, but that was the plan. That was the goal, at least, you know, and it came to fruition. So we just have to keep growing, keep getting better.
You said you were going to do something defensively. What was it that you were doing defensively that really limited her besides the fouls?
It's a matchup zone. So it's really a 1-1-3 where you then have a guard. Depending on where the ball is, you always have a guard dive down in front of her. Or you always have either one of the outside people at the zones or a guard at all times in front of her. So we put Ayla right behind her, and I told Ayla it wasn't her job to get any rebound all game. So I don't know what the stats say, but she's not going to have very many rebounds, but that wasn't her job. Her job was to try to limit Deja's offensive rebound total, which I think in general we did. I'm sure she got her own, you know, but last game she had 17 rebounds or 18 rebounds, something like that. So it really worked in the first quarter, and then our game plan on offense was to attack her, try to get her in foul trouble, which, you know, to our credit, we did. We just couldn't quite capitalize on it to the magnitude that we needed to. By the time she got that second foul, we were down by 17, and, you know, chipping away at a 17-point lead is pretty tough.
And it just was – the shots just did not fall, almost like there was a lid on the basket for everybody.
Especially in that first quarter, yeah. We had good looks. I told the girls, you know, the motion of the offense to start the game wasn't fantastic, but gradually it got better. You know, we got some paint touches in there to Ayla and into Peyton, and, you know, we made some good cuts off of them. Just couldn't get the ball to go down. Then, you know, once they started to see it go through a little bit, their confidence went up. Obviously, you know, Hannah lived at the line tonight. She did a good job. Then Bridget Liston, you know, she's a perplexing one, ain't she?
She must like shooting in this gym.
That's what their coach was after. Their coach is, hey, 22, 22. So I don't know. I looked up at the Listons up there, and I'm like, hey, best shooter in the family. So Cam was not happy with that. That's all right.
And, you know, but that should give her confidence coming back next year, thinking, okay, if I just work a little bit on this shot, I might be a threat, real threat next year.
Well, we got a lot of development to do over the course of the summer. You know, it's hard. You know, we've talked about this. It's a hot topic in high school sports. Basketball numbers are dwindling for a variety of reasons. And, you know, then in the summer they're either playing softball or they're playing volleyball or they're doing stuff, and it's hard. And it's, how do you manage that much time? And there's so many hours in the day, and then, you know, at the same time, when do we allow kids to be kids? But at the same time, the other end of the spectrum is, anybody happy losing first round? I'm not. I'm not happy going 5-17. That's not what the standard should be. That's not what anybody should be content with. But you got to get in the lab, and you got to go to work. That's what you got
to
do.
Talking to Matt Richart, Knoxville girls basketball coach on KNIA KRLS, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Hannah Duncan. And personally, I have just enjoyed covering her. I mean, the incredibly phenomenal family, you know, whether it's, you know, you watch them on the court or off the court. But you mentioned Hannah is one of the hardest working players. And again, I go back to when I told her who she joined in the 1,000-point club earlier in the season, she just looked at me like, are you kidding me? I'm in that group. Yep. She's just a very humble kid that you look at her, it's like, all right, what's she good at? Well, she's pretty good at everything when she has an orange ball in her hand.
Yeah. There aren't words to describe how good of a person she is. You know, she's a great basketball player, but she's an even better person. I'll have to do obviously the stats from tonight, but she finishes in the top 10 in 9 different statistical categories. Best free throw shooter in history of Knoxville girls basketball, just over 74%. Top 5 3-pointers made, falls just short of 1,200 points, 5th all-time. She's almost at 500 rebounds for a 5'6 guard. I think she moved into 3rd all-time tonight in free throws made, passing Maggie Wilkins. You know, that says something if you pass Maggie.
That was a pretty good player.
You know, she was phenomenal. So, you know, I could rattle off a bunch of stuff, and she doesn't care. Well, she cares, but she doesn't want to hear about it. But, you know, I'm getting emotional just thinking about her. You know, the girls always say, hey, Hannah's your favorite. I'm like, well, you know, it's because the example of what she's done and the hours that she's put in, and the, hey, Richard, will you open the gym? Hey, can I get in the gym and shoot? And, you know, and she's expanded her game so much from her freshman year when she was primarily just a shooter. She's just a phenomenal person, phenomenal player, and she deserved better, you know, than this year. I feel bad that this is how she's going out, but she's never complained about it, at least not to me. I can't say enough nice words about her and, like you said, her family. They're just phenomenal, phenomenal people.
Also, Ayla Williams, I thought, made big strides this year, and she had a turnaround mid-range shot tonight that went in that I thought, boy, if that can – if she can kind of perfect that in the lab and continue the rebounding, she's going to be a legit threat, at least in this conference and maybe out of conference games next year.
Yeah, I firmly believe that she'll be a double-double type of player. She had over 100 rebounds, over 50 offense rebounds this year. Her offense work needs some development, no doubt about it. But from where she was at the beginning of the year to now, it's night and day. There's a lot of games this year where she's in double-digit rebounds. She shot the free throw pretty good here towards the latter half of the season as well. And, you know, we get some of those, like you said, some, you know, over the course of, you know, open play offensive stuff, and all of a sudden you're at a 10-10 really, really quick. She's developed a lot.
Well, I know never easy to end the season. We'll come back and rendezvous for a full season recap here in a couple weeks. But, you know, I had fun. You know, the girls are, you know, they're fun to be around and fun to cover. And I know on to their next sport, probably spring sports for a lot of them. And hopefully they all that's returning can come back next year and maybe a few new faces come in and improve on a 5-17 record, which obviously is not the standard, as you stated.
Yeah, it's not the standard. We need to improve a lot. skill development, we need to get girls out, girls back out, that type of stuff, and just keep building and just grind and go to work.
All right. Thanks a lot for the time. And, again, we'll check back in here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Matt Richard, Knoxville girls basketball coach. The Panthers fall on Wednesday night to Oskaloosa in the first round of the Class 4A regional by a score of 55-38. We'll come back for more after this on KNIA KRLS.